You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One of the primary recommendations by the Royal Commission following the March 15th Christchurch mosque attack was the establishment of a new National Security Intelligence Agency. However, this agency, which would be named NISA, is yet to be created. I spoke to Abdur Razak from the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, which has otherwise praised the government's response, about what this agency is and why community advocates are questioning the government's hesitation on the matter. I first asked him what progress has been made on this recommendation by the government, if any at all.
Well, this is exactly the question we have been asking of the minister and the government. We wanted to find out, at least get a timeline on the implementation of this pivotal overarching body, which is supposed to coordinate all the agencies in security intelligence areas. That hasn't happened as yet. To our knowledge, the budget still hasn't come through for it. So it's now, you know, almost 2 years after the recommendations, 3 years after March 15th. And this was one of the key structural changes that the Royal Commission recommended after analyzing the various agencies and the coordination thereof, or in some cases, the lack of coordination. So we would have expected this to have been a priority, but it doesn't seem to have taken place at this stage.
What would this new intelligence and security agency entail, and why was it such an important part of the Commission's report?
One of the key findings of the Royal Commission was whilst these agencies were all working in their own silos, there was lack of effective planning and coordination at a national level. Secondly, in the absence of a national security strategy, which New Zealand doesn't have even now, each of the agencies had developed some of their own priorities. Now, these are structural aspects of New Zealand's safety and security, which were completely missing on March 15th. Therefore, the Royal Commission said we need to have an overarching body which has, this is important, community or all of society input as well. So this is who would also have a great deal of part to play in the prioritization of our security risks. Now, this hasn't happened. What has happened is we have particularly the DPMC, who are supposed to have a secondary role, a DPMC taking on the mantle of some of the work which the NISA was supposed to be doing. Now, that may be good, but that's not what the Royal Commission talked about. That's not what the Prime Minister said in terms of accepted in principle. And what is the rationale for it? We don't know. It may be a timeline rationale, but I think it should have been something, and it should still be something which the NISA should do, because they are supposed to have this independent overarching body, which I think is necessary. And if you look at the security sphere in other countries, we're starting to see that this would have been the best practice in keeping with what's happening internationally. And it would also enable different agencies to work together. So, for example, now the definition of a security environment, as one of our research papers have identified, most of the agencies have their own definition of it. Hence, they go on their own tangents. Now, whilst there's a lot of good work taking place now, there's after the World Commission, what is important to note is that there needs to be that, one, effective coordination, two, an understanding of what are the quality index, and three, significant community input. Now, I can really say significant community input is taking place, and we just have to get the other two sorted.
In terms of the actions the government has undertaken to date, has there been independent oversight, or do you believe that the government is not sufficiently being held to account?
Well, look, this is something you have to ask the government, because from our side, we haven't taken, because it was our community which was impacted. It was New Zealand which is impacted. So as a result, the Federation of Islamic Associations, every 6 months, brings out a report card. We look at each of the agencies and what they have done or what they haven't done, and we also look at each of the recommendations, the progress thereof. So our last one we brought out in February. It was going very well. In fact, some of the recommendations were really, they were really going to speed. But these were the process recommendations. Key ones like hate has been put aside. Key ones like NISA has been put aside. These are the things that, you know, worry us, because you can't just have a whole ingredient, whole machinery of government without, you know, all the aspects of security, national security being a part of the nexus. You can't pick and choose. You know, the Royal Commission brought out a very comprehensive list, and they were all integrated in a thematic way. So we want to see that kind of implementation taking place. Look, don't get me wrong. An awful lot of work has been done. Brilliant work has been done. So it's a matter of prioritization. We have to acknowledge the work that the various agencies have been doing. Positive work.
Do you believe that this reprioritizing that you're calling for is something that would drastically affect the safety or even the feelings of safety in Islamic and minority communities in New Zealand?
Look, what I'm saying is not just for the Muslim community. This is for all communities. You know, it's to make New Zealand safe. You know, to and yes, these are very important. I mean, hate speech. We are not talking about legislation being the panacea for all hate speech, you know, in that sense. The Royal Commission was very realistic. It has to be also followed up. It also has to be a lot of education, social cohesion work. All this is taking place in terms of the planning and like. It will take time, I understand. But, you know, the priority is the safety one that we are talking about.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.